Hello, and welcome to Season 9 of the Gaming Backlog Book Club. We just wrapped up Season 8 about Final Fantasy VI, and the epic dark adventure had us on the edge of our seats throughout the whole second act, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, definitely.
What have you been playing since finishing Final Fantasy VI?
Pokemon Leaf Green. I bought both the Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green ports that they brought over to Switch 2. Over to Switch, just recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've been playing old school Pokemon. It's been fun. I also do have Pokopia, but I have not played it yet.
Yeah, if it has the Pokemon name in it, I expect you to have it by the time we talk.
I know, I'm a big fan. I know. I'm seeing so many good things about Pokopia, so I will play that here very soon.
Isn't it just Animal Crossing?
Yeah, with Pokemon, but with Pokemon. And you play as a Ditto.
It's just funny that they're both coming from Nintendo affiliated.
Yeah.
Like, rather than being something totally different. But whatever. I mean, I guess you just double dip while their Animal Crossing team is building the next one.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've been playing. I haven't had any time. I've been bad. I need to get back into, I started Red Dead 2. I need to get back into all that. I just haven't had. Final Fantasy VI was a grind and took up a lot of time. So.
The final third, I would say, was a bit of a grind, but it was still entertaining and a good way to wrap it up. And obviously the story there is great, but hey, check out our last episode of that season for more info there. I've just been playing a bit of, we've had our side quest as Hades, and I just got super, super into it and have been really just run after run after run because I'm obsessed. Hades won. So
nice.
I do have other personal games I actually really want to be playing too, but Hades has me addicted. So there we are.
Good. Yeah, I need to get back into my Hades runs.
Yeah, we do have a final episode to record for that one sometime.
Yes, we do. So I will get back into those. And I'm sure, once I get back in, do a 2 or 3 runs, I'll get sucked back in as well. So I just.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, on to Season 9. So this season we will be playing Astral Chain. For background, if you aren't yet familiar with this game, Astral Chain was released in 2019, developed by Platinum Games, and published by Nintendo as a Nintendo exclusive. It was released to highly positive reviews and praise, thanks to its open dual character gameplay, world building, presentation, customization, and gameplay variety, as well as its soundtrack. So it's got a lot of things going for it. It was a bit of a cult hit. There was some criticism of its silent protagonist, but I kind of just view that as a natural byproduct of being a Nintendo game, to be honest. There aren't all that many spoken main characters in Nintendo games.
No, there aren't. They're mostly...
I don't know if any of them come to mind at all. They make some grunts and noises, but...
I was going to say, most of them just... Yeah, they really just make... grunts and noises. Maybe I think I'm reading text bubbles.
Yeah, that's true. Occasionally you have a speaker, but through text, not through voice acting. So all good by me. So before I continue on to the story and gameplay, I wanted to see what your experience and opinions are on character action games, which is what this kind of falls into. Platinum Game has made tons of character action games, including Mad World way back when, Bayonetta 1 through 3, and Bayonetta Origins. Vanquish, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, The Wonderful 101, Nier Automata, and most recently Ninja Gaiden 4, which has been really highly praised. In case you're not super familiar, there's some other non-platinum developed character action games, including the Devil May Cry series. I think you could somewhat call the original Grease set God of War games to semi-fall within this category. Older 3D Ninja Gaiden games, there's that series that's called No More Heroes, which was cel-shaded and had a guy with a lightsaber, but that was actually just a LED light on a bar.
I remember when a new one of those came out on Switch. People were very excited.
Dante's Inferno was one that was developed by EA, which was somewhat of a Inferno adaptation in the God of War style. And then also Scarlet Nexus, which was a bit more recent, which I know we've discussed a bit, but haven't played yet. But curious what your experiences are here.
Well, I will say, out of that, all those games that you mentioned, I haven't played any of them, except for the God of War. I've played, the original God of War series. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I don't think I've played... I played a bit of Bayonetta 1, but I never beat it, so I need to Like, it's a series. It's always intrigued me. I need to go back. And, like, the Devil May Cry series always looked interesting. But, again, I didn't play them when they were on PS2 when they first came out. It's just, they weren't games back then that I played. So, yeah. It's just, yeah, a lot of those games that you just said, I have not played. But they're all so intriguing to me. So, one day I will get to a good amount of them.
Well, you're in for a treat with Astral Chain then. Or yeah. Hopefully be in for a treat. I haven't played it either, but it sounds like this should be a fun one. There are obviously many more CAGs as well, but I'm realizing now of the ones I've mentioned, I've played more than I thought. So I played way back in the day. I played the original Devil May Cry 1 and 2, as you mentioned on PS2. All of the Greek God of War games, including the handheld ones that were ported to PS3 at some point. I did play the Switch version of Bayonetta 1. I played Metal Gear Rising Revengeance approximately when it came out because I had just finished Metal Gear Solid 4. And somewhat more recently, I played Nier Automata. And most of those were entertaining in the moments that I played them. I don't think there was any grind. I did, like, in preparation for God of War 2018, I played through, I think, all of the Greek God of War games back to back over a handful of weeks, and that eventually became a little stale, but obviously those are classics for good reasons.
Yeah, they are.
So the story setup of Astral Chain is that in 2078, why are all cyberpunk games, and Fallout for that matter, so hyper-focused on the years 2077 and 2078? I just don't get it.
It's true.
Interesting coincidence. Anyway, 2078, humanity is almost extinct. The survivors are all living on a built island called the Ark, which is just a giant city. And chimeras, which are invisible to the naked eye and live on something called the Astral Plane, which is an alternate dimension made up of crystallized data. I guess it's computer data, where humans can't live. These chimeras are attacking the world they do live in. So the chimeras can destroy things, they can abduct humans by dragging them through wormholes, and then they corrupt the humans after that. We are part of this world's police and use the tools at our disposal to solve the chimera-caused, detective mystery cases. Our player character was born to a woman who was corrupted by the chimera, and in the process of shifting into this corruption, that was when she got corrupted, was when she was pregnant, which we presume is what gave us the ability to enter the astral plane, which is somewhat unusual for humans. We go on cases to investigate the chimera attacks, try to figure out what's going on, and stop them overall, I'm assuming. Probably a save the world type story, as so many video games are.
Yeah.
The gameplay is a twist on this CAG genre, so it's within that niche. And, Platinum Games especially excels at CAGs. They make many, many of them. But in addition to sort of the combat that's very focused on that, we have the ability to solve cases as a detective in third person. When you're outside of combat, you question NPCs, examine and study evidence, as well as solve puzzles to continue case investigation. Additionally, you enter that place called the Astral Plane, which is an interdimensional space where you do some platforming, some puzzle solving, and most importantly, combat. This may be just because it's in my recent memory, but from some screenshots and videos I remember seeing of Astral Chain when it released, the Astral Plane kind of reminds me of a poorly lit cyberpunk version of Dima's memory database from that Far Harbor expansion in Fallout 4, which we played a couple seasons ago.
Yep.
Well, I think there's a bit more purple and black and red involved in this one, which that was pretty well lit, I guess, by comparison. The Astral Plane levels serve as the primary combat zones and dungeons, I guess you could say. While in the Astral Plane, you can summon a variety of familiars called legions, which are attached to and controlled by the main character with a chain, hence Astral Chain. They serve different purposes and allow for different fighting styles. There's some degree of experience gathering and skill trees, RPG style, to upgrade your legions as you go. You can also place the legions on autopilot, or you can choose to directly control their movement with the right analog stick while you move yourself with the left. Which,
okay.
I haven't played this game yet, but I know you played Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons at some point a few years ago.
I did.
Which makes you control two brothers, one in each thumbstick, right? So this is kind of like that, but more action combat heavy.
I was going to say, for brothers, it was very easy. It was just very calm.
Yeah, it's more like
just
puzzling
moving.
And platforming.
Yeah,
right?
Puzzling. Well, but this, it'll be interesting
so, but
to
you,
see how this
you
works
still
with
have,
combat.
You still have some more experience than I do in this double stick thing. I mean, I've played some twin stick shooters, I guess, but that, I'm curious if you'll adapt more quickly here because of your experience with brothers.
Yeah.
Something I also distinctly remember is that you can wrap enemies up with your chain to bind them by circling yourself and the Legion around, so you just like kind of tie them up.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think that probably stuns them or freezes them for a moment so you can get more damage in.
Okay.
Being a character action game, the combat is in real time and it's very combo heavy with dodging to stay out of danger, and it's overall very fast paced. Outside of that, what do you know about Astral Chain and what do you expect out of it?
Not too much. I watched a few review videos on it, just on spoiler-free ones, just people from back. It's just funny now. Like, you see it, and I'm, like, looking. It's, like, 6 years ago, and I was like, oh, my God. Technically, now it's almost 7 years ago.
Hey, I mean, we just played a game last season that was 30 years old, so I think we're okay with 6 years.
I know, but it's just crazy how time is going, how fast time is going. I didn't think this game came out that long ago, but I guess so. Yeah, but I don't know too much. I heard like a lot of those reviews said the same thing. Like the combat was great. It wasn't, it's a bit of a difficult game, but not too difficult. I think once you get used to the combat and how it flows, then it becomes a little like more fun and a bit easier. A lot of people really, again, for most of the games we play, really said the soundtrack was phenomenal. Which makes
that is a theme that we've come across by accident almost. It's never the number one reason to play a game, but it's often a byproduct of it.
No, exactly. One review that I watched of one of my favorite YouTubers, the Happy Console Gamer, in his review, he's a big anime person.
Yes, and this is very much anime art style.
He said like this whole like game overall reminds him like it's like just like a 90s, like it could easily be in like a 90s anime show.
Well, wonderful. Like my music couple of favorite animes are 90s Cowboy Bebop, which I don't think this is anything like at all, but, you know, appreciate that kind of vibe.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm excited to see. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know you play, that you're twins. I don't know if, I know you can pick, like, you're twins. You can pick either the male or the female twin. I think they join you along the game. I'm not 100% sure on that, but if, like, the one you don't pick, I think they still come with you.
Yes, that was one of the things I do. You can pick between the male and female main character, and yeah, I'm pretty sure they are twins. And I think the other one does become an NPC or is somehow involved in the story, although you can't directly control them.
No, you can't control them, but I think they come along with you sometimes. Yeah. So.
And actually, now that you mentioned 90s anime, I was a huge fan of Gundam Wing back in the day, and these Legion actually kind of look like Gundams. So there you go. I'm following along with that story here.
Yeah.
Yeah, outside of the twins thing, otherwise, I mostly just know from what I saw from the review I watched in 2019 and haven't really looked at anything since. I just, you know, put it on the backlog and said, I definitely want to play this someday. So I'm glad we're getting to it here. Otherwise, based on my, I would say I've played a number of them, but I have fairly limited platinum games and character action game experience. I do definitely, because of that, expect that this will be a game that really, truly rewards experience and mastery of combos, and is likely to have a super high skill ceiling, where if you get there to that point yourself or watch someone who has really mastered the gameplay, it can have a super smooth flow to it all that looks like, you know, an artist with a paintbrush. Like, I think that's like the peak of what you can do, is just really smooth, never getting hit, kind of just completely destroying the enemies, but at the same time, like as us as first timers, like the big thing that I know from character action games is that the first playthrough of the story is like the tutorial almost, in a sense, and like you know, most people probably call it a day there, but the people that really enjoy it and want to continue to get better will play, you know, either, I don't know if this has New Game Plus specifically, but play it again and again. And, you know, a lot of them have like a scorecard after sections. So you get an S through D rank or something like that. And so you get ranked after certain sections. And I don't know if Astral Chain has it, but I know Bayonetta has it, for example. Where, you know, you can button mash and get through a level and have a great time, but you can also be super skilled and know exactly what to do at every moment. So I guess we'll see where we fall in that spectrum.
Yeah, I guess we will. I mean, as I said, the review videos that I watched, the combat looked great. And as you were saying, once you sort of, not master it, but get better and better at it and become more free-flowing, like obviously in some of those videos I watch of like the IGN one or whatever, people who've played it for a bit or so the developers who are playing and they're really good. But I think it's going to take a little bit to get used to. I do, even though I played like a twin stick game before. Right. I think it'll take a bit, but I think it'll be really fun. And I like that you're kind of what you police detectives and as well, and you're going out on these cases.
Yeah, I mean, that was my next question, right? It's like, what makes you want to start this game up, Astral Chain, right now in particular? And I think I agree with that. And that's one of my kind of first thoughts is something about its quirky core concept of being a future cop detective that also fights with giant summons that look like robots or Gundams. You know, it's just, it caught my attention back then because a lot of these character action games are like against demons or robots or, I mean, and then I suppose we have a robot here, but we're in control of them now. I don't know. I also like this idea of controlling two characters simultaneously. I want to see how well it vibes with me, I guess.
Yeah, same.
And I feel like, you know, I suppose I have somewhat of a pulse on new games that are releasing. Obviously, there's so many now, but typically I'll see like the announcement trailer and say, okay, that sounds interesting. I'll, you know, keep an eye on it. And this one, Astral Chain, wasn't talked about all that much, I feel like, but I had been curious about it since it first was announced, which makes it feel like more of a cult hit and not like this smash hit that everyone knows. I did also kind of want to work my way through the Switch available Platinum games that released before this because I enjoy seeing the evolution of gameplay and concepts from a developer in release date order. But there are too many Bayonetta games in the way.
Yeah.
So I kind of just ditched that idea and got the urge now for something weird like this. Wonderful 101 I also have for Switch, but seems like much more of a Saturday morning cartoon vibe in that one. So I'll probably wait until my son is old enough to have any interest and then play it together.
Play that, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it looks to be fun.
Yeah, it does. It does look. And I think it's, I don't know, I'm liking that we're doing something that this is definitely going to be more action-based for the combat. After going from Final Fantasy VI of an old-school JRPG grinding, right, up all the time, sure, to now a bit more fast-paced combat which will probably be quite a cool, unique story, and solving cases and
right. Yeah, I mean, I think even we've had a string of, because like Silent Hill 2 combats was kind of slow and methodical, Fallout 4's combat was, you know, more gun heavy, and it could be fast-paced in terms of just like trying to always heal and stuff, but it still felt a little bit slower, I suppose. And Final Fantasy VI, obviously, turn-based is you can literally walk away and nothing happens.
Yeah,
I guess Hades has me semi-prepared with the Twitch reactions, but I'm curious to see how it all plays out. Yeah. But it should be good.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, I am excited to play this. This was one I do remember when it came out. Everyone gave it positive reviews when it came out, and then obviously now it's almost 7 years later, it's died down a bit. I don't know if they're ever making a second one to this sequel.
We don't know, but I feel like it didn't make enough money potentially for there to get a sequel. I know the fandom probably wants that, but I don't believe there's, and nothing's been announced, I don't think that it'll get a sequel. They'll most likely move on to, you know, and they did just release that Ninja Gaiden 4, so, you know, I wouldn't hold your breath, but people do want at least a Switch 2 version of it, so it runs a little bit more smoothly. We're going to play this on Switch 2.
Yeah.
It'll be as smooth as it can be, and hopefully we don't see any major bugs or anything, but I think it should be fine.
I don't think so. Yeah, because, I mean, from the reviews I was watching, no one seemed to, when it came out, no one seemed to mention that. Exactly. They said it ran really well just on Switch when it came back out back then, so I think hopefully we should be okay. Should be good.
Yeah, agreed. Well, Astral Chain's story is organized into 12 files, they call them, which we believe are sort of those detective cases. So we can at least somewhat neatly divide our episodes with a few files at a time. the first 11 files are the main story, and file 12 is the epilogue and the kind of free play. I wouldn't call it open world, but free play post game. So for next time, our goal is to play and complete files 1 through 3. So once you finish those and as many red files, which are the side quests, as you want, save and quit and hang on for next time. Join us to find out if Astral Chain is still worth playing in 2026. And before you get started, let us know on Discord what your expectations are. We're curious to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, we are. Thank you, everybody. And yeah, looking forward to having you along with us on this journey through Astral Chain. I think it's going to be quite fun, like actually really fun and unique. This has definitely been a game for a while that both of us have wanted to play. So I'm definitely excited to hop into this and get going, though. Yeah, thanks again, everybody, for listening. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
If you want to follow along and discuss our playthrough of many games on the Gaming Backlog Book Club podcast, please give us a follow on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, or Pocket Casts, as well as our Discord and Instagram under the same name. Thanks.